Welcome to the Pit Cop Podcast. We are so glad you're here with us.
Today, we are taking a deep, satisfying scoop out of some really complex material to give you the knowledge you need and fast.
That's right. We are doing a really critical deep dive into what Pitcock calls the architecture of interdependence.
Which is really just the blueprint for lasting love and partnership.
Exactly. Our mission today is to figure out how we can move a relationship from just, you know, good to something absolutely great.
And for you, we've synthesized all of this directly from Pitcott's best-selling writings. We're really focused on pulling out those crucial tactical insights.
Insights on how the best couples build a bond that isn't just surviving, but is actually thriving.
Okay, so let's just jump right in. Pitcott makes the point that interdependence is the secret sauce.
Right, and it gets confused all the time with, say, dependence, where you're maybe relying too much on the other person.
Or the total opposite, radical independence, where you're basically just living parallel lives in the same house.
So before we get into the whole structure, what is the mechanism here? What does this perfect balance actually look like in day-to-day life?
Well, the mechanism is balance, but it's not a static thing. Mm. Pitcott has this beautiful way of describing it as a continuous dance.
A dance. I like that.
It's this dynamic equilibrium between knowing when to lean on your partner, you know, for real strength and support.
And when to stand on your own two feet.
Exactly. Allowing that space for individual growth. Imagine a big construction project. Interdependence is like having really good scaffolding.
Okay.
It's there when you need it for the heavy lifting, but it lets you stand alone when the structure is sound. It's not a crane holding you up constantly.
That scaffolding analogy is perfect. It really gets at the dual nature of it all. It's not just about receiving support.
Yeah.
It's about knowing how to give it and, you know, championing your partner's growth while they do the same for you.
And the research is so clear on this. The couples who master this dance, they don't just coexist, they genuinely thrive.
Creating a connection that is, as the source says, resilient and deeply fulfilling.
And as we get into all this, it's worth remembering all these incredible insights are waiting for you in the bestseller ebooks on the Pitcott store.
Yeah, that's a great point. If you want to dive even deeper into the frameworks we're talking about, just visit www.pitcott.com/books to download them.
To build on that idea of resilience, one of the first pillars Pitcott talks about is shared passion and novelty.
You mean it can't just be about managing the household?
Right. If the relationship is only about bills, chores, logistics, it just starves the bond. You need those moments of shared excitement.
The adventures. Yeah. Even the small ones, right?
Yes. The material talks about the essential role of joint discovery. We're talking about activities that create real, unexpected laughter and joy.
Like exploring a flea market together and trying to invent stories for all the quirky things you find.
Or getting deliberately lost in the new city, just wandering around and stumbling upon a hidden cafe.
The key thing there isn't how much you spend, is it? It's about intentionally creating a shared story.
Precisely. These are what you could call foundational aha moments. They aren't just fun little one-offs. They build a memory bank.
A memory bank. I love that.
Yeah, a deep well of shared laughter and identity that you can draw on when, you know, life gets tough. It's absolutely key for resilience.
Okay, so let's pivot now because this transition is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Pitcott challenges the idea that closeness needs these massive grand events.
Right.
We often prioritize the big annual vacation over the, you know, the 15 minutes we have together every single day. How often do we underestimate those tiny routine joys?
The material calls it the magic in the mundane. And this is where sustainable intimacy is really, truly built. It's the opposite of the grand gesture.
So what are some examples?
It's about the power of those quiet, almost ritualistic moments, sharing a cup of coffee together every single morning.
Or reading the funny side by side on a Sunday.
Or just taking 10 minutes to go outside and talk under the stars. These small actions create a feeling of psychological safety.
I know for me, if I tried to start reading the funnies at 6 in the morning, my partner would probably still be fast asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you negotiate that? Do you have to force it?
No, absolutely not. And that's a great question. The key is adaptation. It's about intentionality.
Finding a rhythm that works for both of you.
Exactly. If mornings are a no-go, maybe it's a 15-minute walk together after work to de-stress. The structure doesn't demand a specific action.
It demands consistency and presence.
Yes. The goal is just to make your partner feel seen every day, not just on their birthday.
And this feeds right into that tapestry metaphor we talked about earlier.
It does.
Because every simple stroll, every inside joke, even just holding hands while you're running errands,
yeah,
These aren't small things.
They're the threads.
They're the critical threads being woven day by day into the tapestry of your shared life. The stronger the threads, the stronger the whole thing becomes.
And that tapestry metaphor leads us right to the deeper side of commitment. I mean, love is fun, but interdependence is also about showing up when it's hard.
When the fabric of life gets a tear.
Yeah. A job loss, an illness, a family crisis. The couples who thrive are the ones who activate that support system. They become pillars of support for each other.
So the Pidcock material is very clear. The commitment isn't just a thing you say once. It's a habit, a daily choice.
It is.
Now, I have to challenge that a little because that sounds exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make sure that daily choice doesn't become burnout or like you're constantly performing?
That's an excellent point, and the distinction is so important. It's not a daily choice to perform love.
Yeah.
It's a daily choice to prioritize the relationship, and you do that through small, sustainable actions, following through on promises, truly listening.
Protecting your shared time.
Exactly. It's about setting boundaries that consistently and reliably make your partner feel like a priority.
So if that commitment is a habit, how do we take that to the next level? Pidcock talks about meaningful gestures, and stresses it is not about how much money you spend.
Not at all. The real value is in the thought, the attention, the memory.
What kind of things are we talking about?
Well, the material gives examples like matching mugs because you remembered their favorite kind of coffee, or a funny little trinket you found that connects to an inside joke.
Or a personalized playlist of songs from when you first met.
Yes. The point of these tokens isn't the item.
It's the labor of memory.
Precisely. The purpose is intimacy. It's showing your partner, I see you. I truly see you. It proves you're paying attention.
And this is where we get into that difference between just being together and intentional togetherness.
Such a crucial distinction.
You could be in the same house for 12 hours a day, both scrolling on your phones. You're near each other, but you're not present.
The focus has to be on carving out moments for real connection, which is, let's be honest, hard to do with all the chaos of life.
It requires some structure.
It does. Intentional togetherness means putting the distractions away. And that investment, it pays off. It reinforces commitment and maintains that emotional closeness. And that effort leads to what Pidcock calls shared evolution.
Okay, let's dig into that. Shared evolution.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great relationship category thing. But how do you do that in a practical way? Especially if partners have, you know, conflicting personal goals.
Right. How do you make sure one person isn't just dragging the other along?
Yeah.
Well, shared evolution means you're growing together while also actively supporting each other's separate personal growth. The material suggests things like having regular growth check-ins.
You're actually talking about it.
You're intentionally discussing individual goals, career dreams, what you're learning, and then you figure out together how the partnership needs to adapt to support those things. You get stronger as individuals, which, counterintuitively, makes the unit stronger.
Because you're not sacrificing your personal ambition for the relationship.
You're integrating it.
But none of this works without trust. That's the bedrock. And that means fostering really open communication.
You have to be able to share your thoughts, your dreams, even your fears.
And you have to ask yourself, how often do we forget that a simple, honest heart-to-heart can change everything?
And being able to have that heart-to-heart depends so much on the person listening. The research highlights that deep, attentive listening is every bit as important as speaking your truth.
You're creating a safe space.
You are. And that process where your thoughts are met with curiosity instead of defense, that's what builds real trust over time.
And in that safe space, you find strength and vulnerability. Pidcock is really firm on this. Vulnerability is not weakness. It is a profound strength.
Especially in a long-term partnership, yeah.
When you could both be authentic and actually lean on each other when you're doubting yourself, that's when the bond gets the deepest. You trust you'll be met with acceptance, not judgment.
And the final piece of this whole architecture is mutual respect. That's what cements it all.
Respect that's built by appreciating each other's strengths.
And crucially, accepting each other's weaknesses without demanding they change. It fosters real admiration for the person your partner actually is, flaws and all. And that's what lets the dance continue.
Before we move on, if you're finding these insights as powerful as we are, just remember there is so much more of this kind of transformative material available. Head over to www.pidcock.com to explore more and keep learning.
So to just summarize this entire deep dive, nurturing interdependence, it's a continuous, intentional journey.
Is not a destination.
Never. It demands growing together, celebrating the joys, and consistently, intentionally supporting each other through every single challenge. It's how you build a foundation that is truly rich, resilient, and deeply fulfilling.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? Here's a final thought to mull over based on the pickup material.
Okay.
Consider which of those two key elements we discussed, the excitement of shared adventures or the quiet magic in the mundane, is currently the most underdeveloped thread in your own relational tapestry.
That's a great question.
Is your partnership maybe a bit heavy on logistics, but light on laughter? Or are you chasing the big thrills, but neglecting the small daily rituals of connection? Pinpoint the weakness, and then think about how a little intentionality could start to fix it, maybe even today.
Thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast.
I will leave a link in the description below. We really hope this deep dive gave you some knowledge you can apply.
And please press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can access it too.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Visit www.pitcot.com to continue your learning journey.
Thank you for being there with us.